It's 90 degrees and a bit cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Since the start of President Donald Trump's second term, Nashville has sued the federal government 7 times. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that those legal challenges have seen some early successes.
Federal funding cuts. Multiple grants were canceled or, in some cases, attached to new conditions. And because these changes were made after Congress had already approved the funds, Nashville argues the moves are unconstitutional. Here's Metro Legal Director Tyler Yarbrough.
Our Constitution is clear. Congress appropriates money. They have spending power.
And so far, the courts have shown some agreement. They've granted preliminary injunctions in the majority of cases, allowing Nashville to recoup more than $50 million worth of grants.
While there may be some concerns that this puts a target on Nashville, at the same time, when it's wrong, and Nashville needs to fight back.
But preliminary injunctions aren't final. They're more like a pause until the court makes a definitive ruling. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Tennessee students will get more time to take standardized tests next spring. The Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, or TCAP, has added a new writing component, but it won't be scored. It's common for standardized tests not to score new sections to see whether they're effective. Chalkbeat Tennessee reports that test time will increase by an hour for older students, while younger kids get an extra 40 minutes. Students will complete the writing section during the exam's English language arts portion. This portion of the TCAP is high stakes for third graders, who can be held back if they underperform. Some Tennessee teachers are concerned about adding another block of testing. Third graders will have 220 minutes. That's 3 hours and 40 minutes of ELA testing. The days of unsliceably soft rolls and chicken tenders at O'Charley's are basically over. The venerable Nashville-based restaurant chain shut down almost all of its remaining locations at the end of business yesterday. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.